going to meet somebody, but I'm going to let the tape run, or let the audio run in here. So it'll take a couple of minutes to get a seat. Well, now, that was a lunch of tomato soup, bacon, and something else in the soup. Absolutely delicious soup. And, of course, just to be really, really unhealthy, a portion of chips with salt on them on the side. And a wonderful chat with Michael Wall, who's a diamond man. Yeah, he buys and sells diamonds here in Cork. And we put the world to right. And he actually was very helpful to me, and I won't go into this now, in relation to local radio. So there we are. Now it's time to take you to the Pièce de Résistance of Cork. This is the famous English Market, without which Cork would be bereft of a really great centre city place. To my right-hand side, I see David Chocolatier. Handmade chocolates made in Cork. Left-hand side is the organic stall where they sell nothing but organic broccoli, lettuces, cabbages, celeriac, sweet potatoes, anchovies, red and white potatoes, onions, shallots, red peppers, just about everything, plus lots of prunes and artichokes and God knows, apricots I meant. I walk in here and I see to my left-hand side another thing that's pretty famous down here, which is spiced beef. There's a fountain in the middle which doesn't gurgitate any water. I see frozen ducks at €9 each. Frozen duck. I see eggs, medium eggs at €1.05. And I'm going in the direction of the bread stall. There's a great, great bread stall here, and I'm heading for that. Now, I'm standing in front of the bread stall, and I'm looking for rye bread. Excuse me, do you have any rye bread? Are any left? That's what I want, 100% rye. That is fabulous. Actually, would you be... Would you mind cutting it for me? Do you have a machine that you could cut it? Yeah, that's lovely. 100% rye, just what I want. That's great news because it's very, they sell out very quickly, these rye bread. Now I'm going to take you to everybody's favourite fishmonger. No question about it, it's Kay O'Connell. It's a man from Kay O'Connell. And I just love to say hello to him. How are you doing? How are you doing? Good form today. Good form today. Lovely to see you. Lovely. This is. I'd let you listen to the mussels. They're the mussels. The sound of mussels. Oh, I see all sorts of wonderful fish here. The last piece of fish I bought in here was squid. A whole squid. Cut it down the middle. Oh, here are the oysters. I don't like oysters. Don't like oysters. I wouldn't know a good one from a bad one. Right, off out of here now. Lots of life here. My goodness, I nearly forgot. I've come to the next great place here in Cork. I don't know the people very well, but I do know that the food here is fabulous. I've come to the hummus stand, or the place where they sell hummus. This is called the sandwich stall. But they don't really specialise in sandwiches. They have some. But I'm looking down at green-looking hummus. Now, this is wonderful. I've just been reading what chana marsala is. Chickpea and vegetable curry served with mango chutney, fresh coriander and tzatziki. Served with basmati rice, all for €5.50. That is highly attractive. And she's gone off to give me a little taste. And the last thing I heard from the stall, and this is a wonderful ending. The taste, by the way, of that stuff I've just had is phenomenal. Utterly phenomenal. I hadn't had lunch, I'd be having it. And if I hadn't got something else at home to eat for tea, I would definitely bring that. That is as nice a mixture as I can ever remember having of its type. So, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. The last thing she said to me as she handed me over the, or took the money from me, is, "We'll see you again." And I just think that is exactly what places should say to you when you're leaving a restaurant, when you're leaving anywhere. "We'll see you again," which is a wonderful thing to hear. I, of course, assured her immediately I'd be back. And anyway, they have that wonderful, tasty stuff every single day of the week. That this place is shut on a Sunday. Well, welcome to a changing room. Yes, I'm embarrassed to say that I've got a size here, which I've never dreamt I would get to. I put on a lot of weight over Christmas, and this is, in fact, probably the only, this is definitely the only pair of size 40 trousers that I've ever had in my life. There's a fantastic reduction on them, and 70% off. Well, I think this one is actually less than 70%, but it's 55, which is great. So this is the sound of the changing room. That's me blowing. In case you're interested, Fitzgerald's, that's the name of the shop I was in, was established in 1860. And they charged me €7.50 to take the trouser leg up to a 31-inch length. There's a Cork bus. Well, Cork wouldn't be the same for me without its buskers. Let's go and see if I can find another one. I know this man. I like him. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for listening to a bit of a ramble through Cork City. It's Paula